USA News, I'm John Schaefer. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is again finding himself defending the bipartisan deal he worked out with the White House to raise the debt ceiling. McCarthy told reporters today there had to be a compromise to get the bill done, and he doesn't get where the opposition is coming from.
We're pulling money back from the hardworking taxpayers that are going to China. Are they opposed to work requirements for welfare? Are we concerned about, for the first time, to be able to change the environmental review?
The bill suspends the debt ceiling until 2025 and limits federal discretionary spending over the next 2 years. The White House is urging Congress to quickly pass that bipartisan bill to raise the debt ceiling. Shalonda Young, the director of the Office of Management and Budget, said the bill protects Americans.
It will protect our legislative achievements, including the legislation that is creating good jobs in this country. And it's protecting critical programs that millions of Americans count on.
Young also said no one got everything they wanted because the bill was a compromise. Air travel over the Memorial Day weekend was over pre-pandemic levels. That's according to the TSA. Agents screened close to 9.8 million people at airports across the U.S. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie could officially announce he's running for president in the next 2 weeks. So what do people in New Jersey think?
Some of the work he did good. He should be a good candidate.
No, he's not going to do well. He's just going to interfere with everything else. He's just going to be a pain, and he just needs to step out. He's done.
Allies of the Republican have created a super PAC to support him during primary season. Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter has dementia. The Carter Center made that announcement today, adding that she continues to live a happy life at home with her husband, former President Jimmy Carter. He entered hospice care earlier this year after he had suffered a series of hospitalizations. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Members of the House Freedom Caucus are considering using a motion to vacate to strip House Speaker Kevin McCarthy of his leadership position. They're upset over the debt ceiling bill he negotiated with President Biden. Any House member can trigger the vote, which would then require a simple majority to remove McCarthy. Elizabeth Holmes, the tech entrepreneur behind the blood testing startup Theranos, has reported to a federal prison in Texas. She was convicted of defrauding investors in the company out of hundreds of millions of dollars. Holmes will serve an 11-year sentence at a minimum security women's prison camp outside of Houston. The impeachment trial for Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is set to start no later than August 28th.
12 House members delivered the articles of impeachment to the state Senate on Monday. 7 Republicans and 5 Democrats will prosecute the case. Paxton is also a Republican and is temporarily suspended after the GOP-controlled Texas House voted Saturday to impeach him on charges including abuse of office and obstruction of justice. The trial will determine whether Paxton should be permanently removed from office. I'm Skip Kelly.
The U.S. is working to ensure Sweden's bid to join NATO is approved. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visiting Sweden today and had this to say.
Sweden, again and again, has proven its commitment to NATO, to its values, to its mission, to its members.
He believes approval could happen in the coming weeks ahead of a NATO summit in Lithuania in early July. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.